So a wild and frankly disturbing story out of the state of Utah. A transgender woman and her partner are accused of kidnapping her child, allegedly to go take her to Cuba and get gender reassignment surgery. Madeline Rivera live in Washington with more on this. Maddie, what do we know?
Hey, good morning, Bill. So the case prompted the Justice Department to send a government plane to Cuba to bring the 10-year-old child back to the U.S. Federal officials say the child's biological father, Rose Inessa Effington, who's now a transgender woman, and her partner took the 10-year-old for what was supposed to be a camping trip in Alberta, Canada, late last month. But they never made it to their hotel or campground. Instead, after crossing the Canadian border, the couple allegedly flew from Vancouver to Mexico City. Then they took another flight from Mexico to Havana. All of this happening, by the way, without the knowledge and permission of the child's biological mother. Court documents don't state whether Rose and her partner were actually planning on getting the child gender-affirming surgery in Cuba. But the FBI says they found notes at the couple's home with instructions from a D.C. mental health therapist to, quote, send the therapist the $10,000 and instructions on gender-affirming medical care for children. Rose's partner had withdrawn that exact amount in late March, per the complaint. Family members of the 10-year-old boy say they were worried Rose had manipulated him to identify as a girl. Rose's brother tells the New York Times she had been pushing for the child to get transition surgery since he was 5 years old.